Today's daf is Daf Tet Zayin, and last year we were discussing the debate between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva regarding whether this concept of a shvuat between the Ibn Mechayu or Korban, if you violated it b'shogeg, also applies to the past or only to the future. Now, the fact that the Torah said Lara Lativ is clearly the future, but the question is that it also, it's not just the those that are beneficial and those that are detrimental. Everyone agrees it's also marabba things that are inconsequential, like there's no one whatsoever, like throwing a stone in the water. So now we're trying to unpack this, the source of, or what's behind the debate of the positions. So if you remember last time, hey, Rabbi Yishmael Darish, let's go over that. It says, all nefesh kitcha tishava lebate bisvatayim. It's a klal. Narrative is a prat. Klal or prat, in beklal elamashava prat. Since it's a klal full by prat, that means we go by the prat, and the prat is similar relative. And we said last year that's insufficient. Hello, ain prat ela dvarim shesh ben harav ha'tava. That's only things that are beneficial, detrimental. What about the things that are parav? So ela keni lahara or la'ativ is a prat. Lokol ha'sheivata. That's what we said before. Is the ribui? That's a klal. Prat or klal? Hakol bichlal. Everything's included. And you go prat followed by klal. But the question is, if that's the case, doesn't make any sense, Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael doesn't include shvuat regarding the past. If you're a then, if you're going to this gets fifth of prat and klal very bad rim shen shalava el rada keni on nefesh ki tishava levatel levate is a klal lara lativ is a prat lo kol ha'sheivata is a klal chazar klal so klal prat klal iatan dan ela ka'ina prat. In that situation, yes, the prat is indicative, but we expand on it things that are like the prat. Ma prat mefurash dvarim sheyesh behem harav ha'tava, just as those we're talking about things that are both beneficial and detrimental, but the Rim She'ein Bayem Ra'avatava Minayin, well, that's from the Ibui Amar Lei. We've also got that's a Ribui Akatuf. That's for the expansion. So Amar Lo, to then, therefore, the response of Rabbi Akiva is, if you're already expanding it, Amar Lo, Im Ribui Akatuf Lekach, Ribui Akatuf Lekach, then you should also expand regarding matters of the past, and that's really what's dividing the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara now says, bit of a gyrsa change here. It's Amar Hila, because the Korban says Nishtabasha Girsa Miyasugya Deresh Pirkin. It's all mixed up here. Vachi Pirusho. This is the response. The Rabbi Akiva says to the Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Hila b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Kach Mishiv Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva. Matzinu Dvarim Shechayva Malzdono Mishem Shvuat Shekev Aleimo B'shum Shvuat Bitui. So his question is, well, exactly what his question is, there's two understandings of Korban Eidah. I'll explain it inside. Let's continue. So, Ech Nitchev ala Shavar, Hechan Matzino, how do we find? This is in Dibura Matchil Amar Rav Hila. Hechan Matzino, Dvar Shechavim al Zano Mishum Lotchi Shavulish Mishaker. If he lied deliberately regarding the past, he made a Shvua and he lied deliberately b'mezid. Well, that would be considered a Shvuat Sheker, not a Shvuat Bitoi. However, Dakin Nishbala Sheker, it's a lie. The Beshad Shvua Nikar Sheker, because at the time he made the shvua, it was quite clear he was lying. Well, but more now you're going to say, but if he wasn't sure, he didn't like he genuinely made a mistake. Now, which is shogeg, yavi korban korban mishum bitui. When you find such an action where it's one avera for the same action, if you like, or the same context, if it's deliberate, it is one avera, and if it's shogeg, it's another avera. That's one way of understanding the question. However, inami hachi kamar heichan matzino ba'avira achat shelo ke'al meizid umevi korban ha'shogeg. When you find in any avira, forget the fact that it is like the first way of understanding the question was one sort of action, if you call it an action in a context of the shogeg meizid to it in misurim. Here what they're saying is when you find something that you chayva korban if it's shogeg and b'meizid you get malchus. You never see that. Usually, a chiyuv of korban is if it's b'mezid, it's a carrot or something like that. So he says, "Dilasha'avar b'mezid loke." You get malchus for a sheker. Ubamavi umivi korban when it's shogeg. Avalochel v'lochel. If it's going forward, then there's no chiyuv malchus. That's not the kasha for Rabbi Shmuel, because going forward you wouldn't. Aval gavsha over aval yachel dvaro. If he's again deliberately violates it, he would be chayv on loichel dvaro, that meaning not fulfilling that which he stated he would do, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus there. But why? Because it's lavshein b'maisa, because he didn't do anything. V'lo ochel v'achal nami lo laki d'shav nehadeh, because it connected one to another. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, it's and the response of Rabbi Kiva then is Amarle that Rabbi says that Ata Modid Marmid Vrim She'in Bahem Marav Atava. Since already in the pasuk, the things are not specified in the pasuk. Afa Gav She'in Ktuvim, not written there. Velo Matzinu, despite that you've never seen anything like it before. This concept. In Ken Idlan Rabuye Inami. So therefore, don't be surprised that maybe the ribui is including stuff that we've never seen before either. Okay, the ribui. That's kind of the response. So I'll just read it back in the Gemara because he changes a few things to make that work. He says. Once again, Kach Meshiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, Matzinu Shechayim Lazo Shvua Sheker VeLemosh Mushum Pitui, and then he skips the next sentence all the way to Amarle. Amarle Idlachad Vareim She'ein Bahem Arava Tava VeLeinang Tuvim. Well, you got things that are also from the Ribui that are not written. So Amarle Afa Gavda Deit Leit Vareim She'ein Bahem Arava Tava VeLeinang Tuvim. So two, it change the it Bahem Mishum Arava Tava Halashavar. He says late. So the response was Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, back in the Korban Eda. There's a similarity, if you like. In other words, he's saying his ribui. Don't bring the same since we're Marabba one, we're Marabba other. He's saying his ribui by saying things that are, as we said, parav. Not beneficial, not detrimental, is because it shares a common thread with the other things that are going forward, meaning beneficial and detrimental, that it's all compassing the prohibition by Yechel Dvaro. So when I'm merabe with like a delicately, if you like, I'm merabe in a way that is common. However, for you, itbahen hala the continuation avala shavar. You're trying to expand it even towards the past, and you're saying, oh, to bring kashas that it's a chiddush, but you can't. Because ain't but mishum liyachel and mishum bal tashakru. When you're trying to marab it to the past, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're breaking out of the isur of loyachel dvaro, and now you're going back to the isur of lo tashakru that you shouldn't lie. Okay, so the flow of the sugya, just to explain, we've got the klal or prat or klal. It seems to be, and the question is, how far do we expand it? Then Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't understand. You never find something that you can say that there's a chiyuv mezid, it's a malchus, shogeg korban. And Rabbi Akiva's things, well, one second, the whole ribui is mechadesh. It's mechadesh things we've never seen before. So why can't mechadesh also, I mean, mechadesh things that are parav, so why can't mechadesh things in the past? And don't be so surprised that this din is mechudash. And the sponsor, Rabbi Shmuel, says, no, when I'm a rabbi, meaning Amarabe is still within the scope of things that fit the same type of issue, which is Bal Yechel Dvaro. When you're trying to expand it to include things in the past, that's breaking out of Bal Yechel Dvaro, and you go to Lo Teshakru. That's now going to a different issue, so that's beyond the scope of what I'm willing to Marabe. Okay, let's now learn Halacha Vav. Let's say someone makes a Shvua to Mevatel a Mitzvah and doesn't Mevatel the mitzvah, well, is batur. Why? Well, it seems to be that he is going against it's a mitzvah, right? And you can't make a shvua mevatel the mitzvah. Lara lativ. We'll discuss exactly how this comes out. Oh, Rashi should come on here. Mishum shvua bitui dichtiv lara lativ. Vamakom shebo lara or lativ kugon devar reshut. It seems to be only things that are optional. Parashut, that's what Shavuot replied to. Aval b'davar mitzvah, kogon achilat matzah, Pesach, bi'ado lativ, gufo lechol, v'imado lara lechol. Meaning, you can choose to eat matzah, but you can't choose not to, so therefore it doesn't apply. Chen chametz, etc. Now, the difference between ase and lo tase, even though I've sort of merged them together, we'll see when we get to the Gemara. But let's continue. Back to the Mishnah. Nishpa levatel et mitzvah v'lo bitel patur. Lekiyem et mitzvah v'lo kiyem patur. If you decide to make a Shavuot to fulfill a mitzvah, velo kiyem, he didn't, also patur. Sheya badin shu b'chayv, so because one would think he should be chayv. Why? Because, as he said, and it says, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now that's interesting, because Rabbi Ben Beteira, because then it continues, am Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beteira, oma im reshut she'ein mushpa aleha b'har Sinai, just when it comes to a reshut, that you're not commanded to do on Har Sinai, and you're chayv, haru hu chayv aleha. And you'd be, the shvua makes you chayev on it if you don't do it. Mitzvah shumushpa aleha mar Sinai, a mitzvah when one is chayev on Har Sinai to do it. Chal v'chomer, you think the shvua would be mechayev you. In other words, if a shvua is able to mechayev you something you're patur on, so chal v'chomer, he says, it should be. Now, the reason why this is strange, we'll get to the Gemara. We'll explain the Gemara. So Amar lo, חיים מסדר לא למטה בשבועות רשות שכן עשה בעל לאו כהן, תאמר בשבועת מצווה שלא עשה בו לאו כהן. He says, what are you talking about? Whole concept of shvuot is only things that are optional. You can choose to do it or not to do it. So don't bring in the world of mitzvah where that doesn't apply. Okay. Now the Gemara will say. Now, when I said Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, that is funny because the way the geusas you have probably when looking at Mishnah is you should read it as follows the Mishnah. Nishpa levatel lata mitzvah v'lo bitel pator. Le'kamitzvah v'lo bikayam, also pator. Because it's why? Shabadin shi'chayav kedivrei with a chaf, sorry. Kedivrei Rebbe Yehuda, because there's a dissenting opinion should be chayav in that situation, the Mishnah continues. But the Yerushalmi doesn't have that gisa. It says divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Bateira. Now, if you read this, it sounds like that nishpala levatel la mitzvah or lakayam et mitzvah, then you'd be patur. That's divrei Rebbe Yehuda. And then Rebbe Yehuda continues by saying a chayav. So the Girsa, as it says, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, doesn't seem to make sense. So that's why the Gemara says, Nishpa levatel lata mitzvah, Amar Rav Mani, Kenim made hira chayev Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. You have to say, the Girsa has to say, is chayev. I'll just read the Korban, Alifi Girsa Mishtil Netnan Patur, Lo Shayach Lemina. You can't follow that with saying it, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Yehuda said, you're chayev in that situation. Da Rebbe Yehuda ben Veda Palig, he continues as a chayev. So he says, the Mishnah Girsa is wrong. However, I'm going to continue learning this like the Korban Eidah. The Gemara continues saying, no, you don't need to. You can still say the Rebbe Yehuda, even though the condition is chayev, and maintain the ratio, saying patur. How so? Madam Rebbe Yehuda Benter Bashar Isurim, Shvoa Shochel Nevela Velo Achla Patur, Ama Shvoa Shochel Nevela Vachal. Okay? Now, I'll explain again. Importantly, we'll read this with the Korban. You have to read it through with this, otherwise it's confusing. Klomar, Lo Olam Kedashin Lakayem. If he says, I want to do a mitzvah, v'lo kiyam mi patur. Even though later on it says, lakayem, v'lo kiyam mi chayav, what are we talking about? He says, you have to differentiate between whether what type of mitzvah we're talking about. Are we talking about mitzvah aseh or mitzvah lo taseh? Because the Ma'ar Rabbi Yehuda said, nishpa al ha'isurim. The beginning is ha'isurim. She'im nishpa levatel, if he says, I'm going to mevatel a mitzvah. Isur, meaning violate it. V'lo bitel. For example, make it a shvua to eat an avela. V'lo achal, and he didn't eat it. Obviously, it's patur. He's not allowed to eat in the veila. V'nishpa lakayem. Let's say he wanted full mitzvah. Kogon shama shvua she'ein yochel neveila, and then he violated v'achal. Also, you would be patur, because with the lotas there, if you violate neder, whether he says I'm going to lechol neveila doesn't eat it. Well, that's against the Torah. V'nishpa lakayem kogon shama she'ein yochel. I'm not going to eat in the veila. Ends up eating it. Also, be patur in that situation. Im ken, if that's the case, matnita hachi pirusho lekayem mitzvah dahainu she'ein yochel nevelot patur. Meaning then, v'yesh makom b'din. However, there's other situations you'd be chayev kugon if it's talking about a mitzvah asei kugon leshev besuka. In that situation, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Bateira says you're chayev. Interesting. In other words, the way the Gemara is now explaining it is that you can keep Divrei Rebbe Yehuda because we're differentiating between a lot aseh and an aseh. Okay? The type of mitzvah we're dealing with. Lekayem et a mitzvah, where you be patur or l'shalol lekayem et a mitzvah, you patur, that's talking about lot aseh. However, lekayem et a mitzvah, you chay, that's talking about a mitzvah aseh. If you didn't, so the Gemara says, because in Tema, because if you say that even lekayem v'lo taseh, he would be chayav, the Ativna, then the Chachamim should have said as follows. The Chachamim's argument at the end of the Mishnah says, Eloi, mamata b'shvuah reshut sha'asa ba'lav kehen, v'hen kalav, tem b'shvuah mitzvah, shelo asa ba'en lav kehen, v'hen kalav. So I'll read the Korban Eidah. It says, Im tomar sh'nishpa lakayem, the sover Rabbi Yehuda b'chayav. Havalei, the Chachamim should have said, Lashiv lo loim, mamata, meaning, ahachi perusho, im I Rebbe Yehuda mechayev. Havalei, ma shelo asa b'mitzvah, hen kugon shenishpa och shochel patur kelav shenishpa shelo ochel chayav elavade af nishpa shelo ochel nevelavacha patur bein tzorach lagem mishatayinu. In other words, the chachamim sort of said to him, the chachamim should have said to back to Rabbi Huda, is that if it was also regarding a lotase, they should have said the argument that should argue within a lotase that there's an asymmetry there. But we find here that there isn't an asymmetry, because that's why they didn't ask that question. The question was only regarding asay, whether yesh b'riyod reshut to choose it or not reshut to do it. Okay. It was only the cash was only. And again, if it was like the Girsa change, that even regarding a lot tase, it can be chayav and patur, then the Chachamim should have said they've got an asymmetry the whole way regarding all mitzvot, but they didn't close that argument. The argument was only regarding ase, so you understand that there is a symmetry within the Sitra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira regarding a lot tase. Okay, the both situations, whether it's ochel nevela and he said, oh, "I'm going to eat a nevela," and he didn't be patur. So I'm not going to eat a nevela and he eats it. Be patur mishum shvua. Importantly, obviously, he's any nevela be chayav for eating a nevela, but that's a different situation. Okay, let's continue. So azara leshvua tereshut minayin. Where do we see the azara, the warning? Because again, every prohibition that's a punishment has to have a warning. So Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, lo yachel dvar, you cannot violate your word. Lo yasad dvarav chulin. Lo yachel is make your words chulin. What you said is in chul. Okay, let's continue. This is Nahalach HaZayin. Shvua shlo ochel kikarzu, shvua shlo ochlena v'shlo ochlena. Okay, v'achal. So you try and make a shvua. And he says, I'm not going to eat this kikar. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. V'achla enu chayv achad. He's only chayv once. Now, it's important to understand why this is. I want to go through the Korban Eidah. It's a long piece here, but it's worth it because it fills in a lot of important pieces of information. It says as follows. Taimed da'amah shlo ochel. I'm not going to eat it. Ochlena, I'm not going to eat it. It's interesting that ochel and ochlena, he's only chayv once. She'ein shvua chal al shvua, because the shvua isn't chal al another shvua. Aval amar tchila ochlena, if he says I'm not going to eat it entirely, ochel, I'm not going to eat it. V'achla kula, and yet the whole thing, chayv shtayim, then he'd be chayv twice. What's the difference? Because when ochlena, that means I'm not going to eat the entirety. So when you chayev, when you eat the entire thing, ochel, I'm not going to eat from it, if you like. I've added the words from it, but ochel, mimena, as long as you had a kazayit, be chayev. So therefore, the first shvuah didn't encompass already cover what the first what the second shvuah was trying to achieve. Hilkach hashvuah. Okay, so the first point is that the reason why the second shvuah isn't chal because there's no room for it to chal. Put it that way from the beginning. We'll see how the Gemara discusses this in a moment. There's a room for it to chal. Because the first shvuah was like, I'm not even after Zeis. The second shvuah tries to say, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. Well, that is, well, it's already covered by the shvuah, so ain't shvuah chal shvuah. So the next question that Korban HaEidah deals with is, why do I have to say shloch lena twice? And I'll just explain this outside interest of time, but he says that's to teach you that even though it's one shvuah is not chal on another shvuah, it's still there, meaning, let's say someone goes to a chacham and he's matir the first shvuah and the second shvuah, then the third shvuah, which was hanging above the entire time, is chal and mafrei away from the beginning. That's why I have to say shloch lena, if you like, three times. That's very important. Okay, let's continue. Zehu shviat bitui. What we've been discussing till now is what's called a shvuat bitui, a shvuah that's regarding an expression, if you like. Shechayv al zeno makot to get malchus if he went against it. We'll discuss in what context it would be. Valshigigata, and if he did it inadvertently, by violating inadvertently, he would be chayev korban ole v'yored. As we explained, especially special korban that varies with the person standing. Let's continue. Shvua shelo ochel kikar zu. Again. So what's it mean? Shvua shelo ochel kikar zu ayom. What if he says, "I'm going to eat this kikar today"? Interesting. Va'avar, and the day passed, and he didn't eat it. V'lo achla. You got a few gears of changes. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, Tarbeon, they both say he would be Pator. However, Lo Taimed Dahen, that their reasoning is different. Taimed the Rabbi Yochanan, the reason Rabbi Yochanan is, Mishum She'en Ra'u Lekebel Hatrat, this is what's called a Hatrat Safek. When he comes, for example, he comes to the person in the morning and he says, do you realize you made a shvuah to eat this piece of bread? If you don't eat this piece of bread, you're going to get Malchus. We don't eat it now. And is that really a definite hatra vada that he's going to get malchus? No. Why? Because he might eat it later on in the day. It seems to be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the hatra has to be bisman, if you like, at the time where the violation of the issu. Okay? So if he says, you better eat this bread now, the b'chayv malchus, the hatra safek. However, the time of the Rish Lakish, he says, mishum shuhu belotase. He says, no, the reason why you don't get Malkus is because when the person didn't eat the loaf of bread, he didn't do any maisa, didn't reaction to mechayev Malkus. And if you don't do an action, you can't be chayev Malkus. That's why it doesn't get Malkut. Okay, Gemara says, well, my nafkamina, well, my mafibenehu, what's the difference? Give me a nafkamina between the two different svaras. So the answer is if he gets up and sarfa, if he burns it or chucks it, gets his piece of bread, is meant to eat by the end of the day, and he boom, komo, and stands there and burns it. Or he throws it into the ocean. So in other words, in Tamar, Mishum She'eno Ra'ui Lekabel Hatra'ah, if you say that it's according to Shita that it's not Ra'ui Lekabel Hatra'ah, meaning because Hatra'at Safek, well, it's also Patur. Why? Because the time he violates it wasn't the time he burnt it. Meaning, yes, burning it may have been the cause of him violating the prohibition, but it's only by the end of the day that it'd be chayv. So the hatra has to be bisman, as we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, has to be mat bisman at the time of the aveira, okay, or the transgression. However, in tamei mishum shehu b'lo taaseh, according to Reish Lakish, who says it's the reason why you're not chayv is lav she'en bo maaseh. And it doesn't, in this situation, Hare, Maisa be a daim. Sorry, Hare Yashba Maisa. He's done a Maisa be a daim. He's done something and burnt it to violate his prohibition. Even though it, technically it's only over at the end of the day, contrary, it seems to be a contrary, like yourself, not really a big deal. Okay? Now, there are so many ways, there's so many kashas on this understanding of the debate. Some people have switched it around entirely. They say it's actually the opposite, meaning, burning it isn't a maaser to violate it, so Rabbi Shlakish would say patur. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you tell him don't burn it, you'd be violating the prohibition. That's a vaday now. It's not a hatratz safek, which is interesting. Like it is, some people switch. I think it's a Meiri switches it around, and there's all this kash on the sugya, but that will go way beyond our scope of time we have. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Pinchas Baye, haya istinis. This is a fascinating question. We've got a person who's istinis, someone who's very delicate in particular. Machash em biado lavo em biado lashavar. So this is where it gets interesting. Meaning, read the Kormanet. He says this is someone who's nishba that he ate. Probably change the gears to achal is not ochel. Shachal pat kevar. That he ate some, low quality bread. Veniskar shelo achal, and he realized, oh, I didn't eat it. So it also issue shavar, meaning simply violated. Avachshav, however, now he's an istinis. The EF Shah, and he got very more particular and delicate and would be able to eat this pat kever. Since he can't make a shvur going forwards, it'd be able because it's impossible to keep it. It sounds like he's so precious and delicate, if you like. Maybe he'll be not chayev. Meaning, because again, only things that work forward work back. So would he be patur? Meaning, or I'll just keep reading the Korbanator says, kivach after avar in shvur, or maybe Dilma Efshar shishtane maybe. He'll get his act together and he'll be able to eat it again. Biado, therefore, maybe it would be biado. Maybe he can, muster up. He can go to therapy or something, and he'll be able to eat that piece of bread going forward. Well, then you can say it's biado. Still do it, and therefore the shvo he made between that he violated going backwards would be chayv. It's very interesting that in terms of, because we've been talking things that the way we're discussing going forward has been. It's an impossibility. If it's an impossibility going forward, it's impossibility. Then it doesn't apply back. For example, I can make a shvuah that Reuven will give Shimon an item, as we said. It's impossibility going forward. I've no control over that situation, so therefore it doesn't go back. Here we're talking about someone who's like it sounds like a psychological, and he's not able to eat this thing. Does that also create that tour going backwards? Okay, interesting question. Let's continue. Rav Yossi Baye. Now, this piece we saw in Masechta Nedarim, and I'm going to explain it all the way to Mishnah, that is, like Reb Chaim, like we learned it there, because it was a really good explanation of this sugya. So, Rav Yossi Baye, Shvua, 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 Shlo Achel, Vachal, Mahu. So, if someone says, now, in our Mishnah, this is really probing the concept now, this whole sugya to the end, is what does it mean? Why isn't Shvua, Shvua, Chal, Al Shvua? Someone made a Shvua, that somebody's asked, so why doesn't the, if he makes another one, why doesn't not Chal? He said the Mishnah doesn't Chal. So now we're saying, what happens though if he said shvua shvua shvua? It wasn't one after the other, but he did a ki'ilu ba'at achad. He said shvua 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 achel. Does that make it three shvua that achal all at one time? So what's the din? So Amar Reb Yossi Barbun nishmana min hada shvua shlo achel kikarzu, but he said kikarzu. He put a stop already. Shvua shlo achena shvua achena. Then he's only chayv once. Now he says mipnei ba zu because he already said shvua almost puts an end to the first shvua ha im lo if he only said didn't say kikar zu but he said at the very end said shvua kikar zu then we say he'd be chayv. So we see here that you can even though ain shvua chal al shvua you can have shvua being chal simultaneously. That's point number one. Now we've got this case between Avimi Achwe, Taifa, the two brothers. Amar, so Avimi said, "Shamash I have toiled, I've worked, I've gone through the sugars of Nadarim and Shvuot, and I'm pretty savvy in it." So Chayfa said, "Okay, perfect time for me to let's do it for her." Okay. Hayulefanav, he said to him, "There were five kikarim. There were five loaves." Ve'omer Shvuot shelo ochel kikar zu. He says, "I'm not going to eat this kikar." Ve'chazar amar shtayim. He said, "I'm not going to eat these two kikarim." And he says, "Ve'chazar amar shlosha, three kikarim." And he says, it says, "Ve'chazar amar arba elul." Ve'chazar amar chamisha elul. And he ends up, and it says, "Ve'achal be'kulan." Well, Girsa change kulan. Even Rebbe Chaim doesn't change the Girsa back in the Darim. He means that he eats them all. How many times is he chayv on the Rishon? That's the question. Because if you think about it, the first Shvuah applied to the first kikar. The second one also applied to this first kikar, but it's already us or no, but it was a more expansive Shvuah. So Amalei, the Avimi says, well, chayva kol echad v'chad. He's chayv for every single one. So Amalei, no, you got it wrong. Ain't no chayv el echad, he's only chayv once. Once he made the first shvuah on the first kikar, it makes it a nevela. From this point onwards, it's like try and make a shvuah chal on isurim, and you can't make a shvuah chal on something that's asur. Now, just before you get too excited, this is a question I had, but the Reb Chaim points this out already in Nedarim that. One second, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you say shlo ochel, it can encompass the velot and kosher food and non-kosher food. We said already, and that's different because if he says, "I'm not going to make a shvuah not to eat," and it's mefaret, he says, you know, this piece, and this nevela piece, then it wouldn't be chal, if you remember. Okay, so the idea is it's already asur. Now, what's behind the debate? What's behind the debate? Beautifully, Reb Chaim says it's they're trying to understand what is the issue with is ein shvuah chal al shvuah. What's behind it? Meaning, why do we say this? According to Avimi, he understands. Once it's mushpah ve'omed, once you've got a shvuah and it's there's no room for another shvuah to chal on it. Okay? So therefore, in the case when you've got one shvuah on one, and now then it comes up and says, "I'm making shvuah on two," according to Avimi, it's not a problem because this shvuah is more expansive and there's room for the shvuah to chal and also encompass the first one. Because that's so there's no problem in shvuah halal is a shvuah because it's not mushpah v'omed anymore because we've got another shvuah that's already more expansive. According to Chayfa, he says no, that's not the reason why shvuah not halal shvuah because the issue is because ein isur halal isur. That's the reason. It's not that there's no room for the shvuah to land. It's just because once it's asur, you can't make the item more asur. It's already because it's already asur. That's the difference. And that's why he says when you make a when you make a shvuah on the first one, it's already asur, and then he makes another shvuah. Well, it's like for including it, the first one and the second one, it's like trying to make a shvuah on a nevela and a kosher piece of meat. And we say in this situation, that shvuah doesn't stick. That's what's behind the debate. So then he asks him, he follows up with another question, and you'll see both shittot coming out to the fore. Chazachivo there were five loaves. I'm going to eat these five loaves. Or shlochel, probably. So he's gone from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The first one was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he eats them all. Amarle, what does Avimi say? He's only chayv one. Why? That's the shitato. Ain't shvuah because it's mushma ba'omed. And once you made the first shvuah regarding all five, a shvuah already applies to each one of these pieces, all four, all five of them, even though it might be all together, but all five of them. And therefore, there's no room for another shvuah to chal, the one of 4, 3, 2, and 1. Have the Amalei, again, Chayfa said in Lishitato that it's not because of that. The question, the whole what's behind this in shvuah chal shvuah is in isu chal al isur. So you have to think, when he says, so therefore, it's chayva kol echad v'echad, he's chayva on every single one of them. And it's five shvuot for eating this first thing. Ilu misha amar shvuah she'ochel chamisha kikarim. If someone says, "I'm not going to shvuot have five kikarim, just the first one on its own," v'achal and he ate four of them, shemen upator, he wouldn't be chayiv yet, would he? Because the shvuot was not eating all five together. So if he eats four, That, so th therefore, it's not considered the chiyuv. So that eating four, the issur is not there. So when he follows it now by saying make cheshbon eat four of them, it's not a problem in issur halal issur because there's no issur eating four. So therefore, there's no problem if he makes a shvuah 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for each one of these issurim to be halal issur. So each shvuah sticks. That's again each lishitato. So Amar Rav Yosi mistarva ke'achvei dechifa. It seems be'achraita or be'chivka kadmaita. So why would that be if the svaras are different? So to explain, Rabbi Yossi says, I really do agree in principle with Chaifa, meaning this that it's based on Ein Isur Halal Isur. The only reason that we're agreeing with the well Avimi in this in the last case is not because he agrees with him b'svara, but agreeing with him practice. Meaning when someone says, I'm not going to eat these five loaves. His intention is not the shvuah is only being like violated if I eat all of them. No, the idea is I'm not going to eat any of these five loaves, not even a kezayit from any of these five loaves. So therefore, the isur is already chal on even a kezayit worth of each of them. So therefore, when it's followed by the full shvuah four, it's all already asur anyway. Eating four mitoch five would be asur because if you like, even kezayit menah is asur, and therefore. You would have a problem of ain isur halal isur. So in practice, if you like, it might line with Avimi, but it's still be svara. It's working with the shita of Chaifa. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We'll Mitzvah continue with the next year. Kol Tov, have a good day.
Thank you that you clarified it. I was going to ask that yesterday already. We do
Good.
Ein Yisachal
Right. So again, that's video what we'll be
HaLeisa.
discussing.
This is fundamental halacha.
But that's what's beautiful about what Reb Chaim brings out in this sugya in terms of, yes, we've got a fundamental broad thing of Ein Isur Halal Isur, but why is it Ein Shvur Halal Shvur? Is it really just a like another subcategory of Ein Isur Halal Isur because the first shvur makes the Dvar Asur, or is this just a whole din miyuchad that Avimi said in Shvur that just Ein Makom Lachul? It's like mushbav parmi mushbav umat, right? So that's
Yeah.
beautiful. All right, cool.
You have a good day.